Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, so the next subject we're going to talk about, I want to give you a heads up in case it's a trigger for you, but it's ultimately to help you identify signs, because I want to help identify someone who might be in a situation that would put them in harm's way. We saw the story. It started with a car chase that Mary was reporting on. Found out it was a guy from Round Lake Beach who had murdered his three children, basically in retaliation against his wife. And then we saw a story like this pop up late last week in Alton, Illinois, where the father, I believe it was the father of the child, killed a pregnant woman who was due to have her baby shower in a couple weeks. She was 8 months pregnant. And the way he killed her is so horrific that I just don't feel like I can share it on the air because I don't even want to repeat it. We reached out to Maggie Menefee. Maggie Menefee is with an organization called Alive, and we're seeing a lot of these stories, and they seem to become more horrific. And tell everybody what Alive stands for, Maggie.
Alive, good afternoon, is Alternatives to Living in Violent Environments. It's an organization that has been in the St. Louis community now for almost 40 years, and we provide, first of all, a 24-hour crisis hotline and temporary shelter services, counseling services for both adults and children, court advocacy, and certainly education in the community and awareness.
I think anybody who can hear my voice has one of these organizations in their community, and the mission is always the same: to help people who are in domestically violent situations to find a way out. You were quoted in that article about the woman who was murdered at 8 months. She's 8 months pregnant. And how old? She was young, right? 20-something?
I don't have that in front of me, but yes, she was very young.
Yeah. And she was found by her mother, and it's the most tragic story. So when we, how, as just regular individuals, Maggie, can we try and look out for these women? It's often women, majority are women, who are victims of domestic violence. And how can we support them, and what signs do we need to look for that might tip us off that somebody needs to get involved?
Well, that's, again, you know, this is a very problematic situation in our society in terms of women experiencing abuse, and it is often, more often, a woman that experiences abuse. I think the most important thing that we strive to communicate is that, number one, is if somebody is talking to you about what is going on in their relationship, is to be non-judgmental when you're listening to that individual. The last thing they need is for somebody to say, is to be judgmental about their what's going on for them. Just listen and provide resources available in the community. I'm not sure about all the resources in the Chicago area, but the national hotline would be a number one thing to do. Somebody can be very anxious and always looking to try to please their partner, checking in with them all the time to make sure that the partner knows where they are, talking about maybe they might share that, you know, my partner has a really bad temper, don't know what to do, he's really jealous and kind of possessive, you know, so they might talk about those things. And again, it's a matter of helping that individual have access to services that can be there and be non-judgmental and offer out solutions.
Okay, Maggie, let's just talk about how to identify if you are that person, because I know people who, you know, kind of get, you know, punched in the arm or something, and they don't consider that abuse. So is the laying of hands on another individual abuse? Is that identified as abuse?
It is identified as abuse, but abuse comes in many different forms, and it doesn't have to be the physical. It can be the psychological. And that's what I was talking about with the possessiveness. It's all about power and control. It is the individual controlling and isolating that person, trying to control every move that they are making, controlling the finances. So yes, it is very much, and we have seen a tremendous increase in the violence that our individuals have experienced that have been calling out to our services, choking.
And now, now we're seeing murder. You know, it's horrific, or children are being murdered. So talk about economic abuse. What should women watch for? Because I think often it's hard for them to identify what they're experiencing as abuse, because it builds very slowly.
It does build slowly, and it has to do with controlling the finances. So instead of, you know, sharing the resources, and no, they want to just keep all the control over the bank account. They want to pay the bills. They want to do everything themselves, and you're left out of that piece. You don't have any extra cash. They also take control over credit cards. A lot of times the abusers will run the credit card up so that it ruins the credit for someone, which makes it even more challenging for that individual to leave, because now they don't have the credit ability to be able to go out on their own. So those are all the kinds of financial things that will happen that is also very much part of abuse.
What about sexual abuse?
Sexual abuse happens in relationships, unfortunately, all the time. And it happens in intimate partner relationships. It's not only something that happens in terms of a stranger, because, again, it is a way to control one person over another. So, yes, sexual abuse happens in domestic violence relationships.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. So let's say we're a neighbor, we're a friend, we're a family member. You suspect that person in your life is experiencing some of these forms of abuse. You don't want to be judgmental. How do you breach the conversation to say, hey, maybe you should get some help?
I think the important thing is to, again, be there to be somebody to be supportive and offer the crisis lines. I mean, the crisis number for the national hotline is something that it's 800-799-7233. They can say, you know, I'm here for you. If you need to come over here and be with me, if you need to go anywhere, I'm going to be here for you. That's important. If you suspect something is going on, call the police. Definitely call the police. If you hear something going on at a neighbor's house, please call the police. Let the police come and intervene.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that somebody who needs to hear it hears it and acts accordingly.